Like you said, you try to go out and get better each week, and know what the offense is going to do, and just be ready for what they try to throw at you.
I don't know if you heard or like the Cleveland Browns were offered a lot of praise. I think Brian Hoyer said that you earned universal respect throughout their locker room without even being asked about you. He just said that in his press conference. Like, what does that mean to make that type of impact for somebody going to go out of their way to say something like that?
I mean, it's gratifying in a personal aspect, but even then, you want to go out and win the game, it can mean something once you stamp a win, but we're still working on that win, and that's all you see out there is hunger for a win.
You've getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback the last few weeks, and you aching for that first set. Is that something you really, or just getting pressure or not?
Yeah, man, it's something that's constantly on my mind. All my teammates talk about it. It'll come soon enough, but even then, I'm working hard to get there.
You got a sack dance prepared for it?
I don't want to jinx it, but I'm still trying to get there, man. I got to get there first to make up a dance.
How much Coach Brunner was saying that you're measured by a lot of people in terms of how many sacks you get, but do you really? Do you look at it that way, or do you, there's so many more measurements, I suppose, you could use, right?
You can look at it that way, but at the same time, I got to keep out and getting better. I got to keep going and getting better each week, man. I can't look back. I got to look towards the Seattle Seahawks now. And look at what their tackle's doing, and try to get Russell Wilson this week coming up.
What are the things that you have to work on? Do you think, is there any one or two areas where you feel as if you can get better?
Yeah, it's all timing. It's all in due time, man. I feel like the quarterbacks now are getting the ball out fast, and in order to get there, you got to get there fast, and so I'm just working on getting there fast.
A lot of other guys in your position, you said, are pass rush specialists. How much pride do you take into being a three down? Do it against the run, do it against.
Yeah, I mean, you want to be, exactly. When you say all around player, you don't want to come out the field. I want to do my part, and if I'm on the field on third down, I want to be able to go and get the quarterback.
Is tackling a running back behind the line feel as good as tackling a quarterback, or is there something special about the quarterback?
It's all special, man. I love the game. When you can make a play behind the line of scrimmage, it only adds to the team's morale, and it only adds to making it harder for the offense to convert on third down.
Where do you think you've grown as a running defender?
I mean, you can say I've grown, but even then, my mindset has always been to knock the guy back in front of me and make a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Bringing that even from my college playing days, I wanted to make an impact in the run game as well as the pass game.
What kind of challenge did you have with Russell Wilson this week? With the read options, some of the stuff that you had to do, how difficult is that for you? Was it? Deal with that, you know, you got Marshawn Lynch and then could be Russell Wilson running, keeping it. What kind of challenge does that present?
I mean, every week is a challenge, and this week it's a new challenge, and Marshawn Lynch and Russell Wilson, two Super Bowl winning players, and knowing that they have a explosive offense in certain senses, you got to be ready for it, and I know guys are going to be looking at film tonight and tomorrow, and Wednesday, we're going to come in and do what we can to prepare to stop it.
How's this losing streak been for you to go through? I mean, I imagine it's difficult, but is it something that has gotten worse with, like, as the losses have piled up? Is it, how have you dealt with the kind of the steady losses that you've had?
You can't think about losing. You got to think about progressing and getting better. Especially from a player aspect, you can only do what you can control. And I'm going out every week and trying to do my job. And that's all I can control. And that's all we're looking forward to is the next game now and trying to go get that next win.
Wondering if teams looked at you as just another guy first game, maybe the first couple of games, but now do you think you're a marked man? Are they moving away from you? Are they doing things to counter you? Or they think they're going after you to try to take you out of the game more?
It's the game of football. You're going to get schemed against. You're going to get different looks. You're going to get different blocks. You know what I mean? You're going to get doubled here. You're going to get doubled there. But you got to play football, and that's what we get paid to do.
Yeah, but did that happen at the beginning of the year? And if not, is it happening more and more each week?
Honestly, I felt like early on it was a lot more different things that I seen as far as not getting the ball ran my way or things to that nature. But even then, it's not about me when I'm on the field, man. I'm going out there and trying to play my best so that my team can win.
This rookie class, I know you guys are all in different positional meeting rooms and things like that, but is there, with guys, so many guys contributing so much right now, is there a certain kind of bond, like, hey, like we can kind of lift this group up and be a part of a resurrection of this franchise? Derek sort of talked about that and said that he thought it was key for you and for Jelly and all those guys to really kind of set a standard.
No doubt. I feel like we have a responsibility. That's the reason why they brought us here, is to make a difference in any way and make a positive difference in any way, I should say. But and Derek, he's a bright young man. He's smart and he's a leader, and he knows how to lead from the front. And so we're just following his lead, and I'm trying to pull my end on the defensive side of the ball, and hopefully we can get everything going.